This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 30th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 89 in the house, and we had some conversations. We had a little bit of back and forth, more talking about how we're the good people, some new master plans being cooked up in the HOH room for the week. So we'll talk through it all here today. And with me to talk through it all is Chantal. How are you doing, Chantal?
I'm doing well, but this is my feeling about the season from the beginning when we did our first update together till today, because it might be our last update this season. Most likely. And so, yeah, obviously I love Big Brother, but the game is broken, I think. It really is. And I was just really disappointed and sad watching the feeds yesterday. I was just like, oh, man.
Yeah, it feels like Big Brother has managed to figure out a way to like conduct a mini Stanford experiment every season at this point with how imbalanced the power becomes in terms of competitions. Let's talk about it. Today's day 89, or at least yesterday was. Of course, Matt is the HOH, Suri and Felicia are on the block, Jag won the veto, Jag does not plan on using the veto, and they plan to vote out Suri. There's not a whole lot else going on beyond that. You know, we've got a day to talk about. Won't be too long. Well, there's genuinely some stuff to update here. Jag talks to Bowie in the morning. They're like, on their extended sleepover party, that they continue to be on. And they're talking about like laws and stuff when Felicia comes in to say hi and chat about how they're being woken up early, and stuff like that. And after she leaves, they're like, wow. Felicia being so super nice all of a sudden. And Bowie's like, yeah, it makes me so happy because I haven't been in this position all game. We weren't the power players. We were the losers. Jag's like, thanks.
I mean, I understand that like how they went from not seemingly having any power and kind of like listening to what everybody else was saying and just kind of following along. But that's kind of also the role that Bowie put herself in. I know she wasn't necessarily getting along with everybody socially, but she would just come into rooms and then people would leave and she just didn't know how to really integrate herself socially. And now I just feel like she's like punishing the people that she just wasn't connecting with at that time. And now she's connecting with the people that are in power. But I can easily see if like it was earlier on in the game that she wouldn't have integrated with them so easily. So it's just kind of circumstantial and frustrating to watch. And I'm like, oh, you're just, I don't know. It was frustrating.
I mean, like Bowie, I would go as far as to say was, you know, not treated well in the first portion of the game. She has now become a classic case of like, okay, give that person some power and they become worse than what happened to them, which is what's going on here. And you know, maybe you haven't seen it yet, but just wait. So Felicia's going to talk to Matt. She tells Matt, hey, watch out for Bowie. You know, don't underestimate her. She can win some of these comps. And if she makes it to the final two, she might just win. And he hints to her that that she might be good this week against Ceree. That, you know, don't worry about that. Matt, Bowie, and Jag all talk together about how, you know, is Felicia feeling too comfortable already? It's not like she's being told that Ceree is going to be leaving. In fact, Jag tells Felicia, I want Ceree gone this week, but she's also feeling too comfortable.
And that's a problem. It's just kind of like, and you know, any way that anybody is acting is the wrong way to this new powered threesome. What is it? What are they called? The Mafia? The good
mafia.
People?
Yeah.
And so like, they really just are like, anything that anybody does, they're just like, oh, can you believe that they breathed today? Oh, can you believe that they said hello? Oh, can you believe that they cooked us dinner again tonight? Oh, like, it's just anything that they do. It's like, oh. That's what I'm saying. Anything they do.
Yeah. Ceree and Felicia chat some more. Ceree says, I think Jag and Bowie are probably plotting on Matt here. And Felicia says, if they think Bowie is an easy win in the final two, they've got another thing coming. And this is going to be the thing that Felicia rides on all day long. Now, you know, this is one thing for Felicia to say, another thing for Felicia to actually do. I don't hear a lot of like Ceree agreeing with it either. So I don't know that this is something that needs to be seriously talked about, but it is being talked about specifically by Felicia. And she's trying to push this into the ether here that, hey, Bowie hasn't exactly played a slouch of a game compared to somebody like Jag, who sucks. So watch out for Bowie.
And I just want I mean, I don't want either Ceree or Felicia to go this week. And so there's still a chance because the meeting hasn't happened yet. So like, it just would be nice for them just to be enlightened and just put Bowie Jane up and save both the women. And, you know, that would make my Halloween. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, Jag and Matt talk and Jag. He's got some hopes and dreams, you know. He's been fantasizing about finale night, how him and Matt are gonna walk out together, and they're gonna meet their heroes, his heroes at least, the hitmen. He's like, I really hope the hitmen are at finale and they take a photo with us, you know, the hitmen, the Minutemen. We did exactly what they did, he says. We even have Bowie as our Victoria.
Victoria, I mean, I think Bowie is a better player than Victoria, to be honest. And I think that they haven't taken care of the jury as well as they think they have and as well as the hitmen did. And so me as a viewer, I am turning now on Matt, and I'm going all in on wanting Jag to win because I feel like Matt is making the biggest mistake this week, and I feel like he needs to be punished for his bad game actions.
The Minutemen are to the Hitmen what Shelltown is to Chilltown.
Which one's Shelltown?
Exactly. Anyway, Matt and Ceree chat, and Matt says that he sees that Jag is getting closer to Bowie. They're together nonstop, 24/7. Ceree says, I've noticed that too. Bowie used to be closer to you, but now she's closer to Jag. She says, and listen, Matt, I'm rooting for you. If it can't be me, I want it to be you. Don't let them lead you the wrong way.
And like, it's just, it seems to me so obvious that there's something going on. Like, they are bosom buddies. They are always together. Like, Bowie found her new best friend in the game. And, you know, Matt doesn't seem to see it as anything different. Like, he's almost annoyed by people suggesting that he's not as close to Jag as Bowie is, or that their relationship is changing. And I'm like, relationships change all the time. Look at what you've done to all the people that have left the game. Like, Blue, you even said it multiple times that you guys were together from the beginning of the game, and all of a sudden the relationship changed and you were able to vote her out of the game. And so the fact that Bowie and Jag are now getting closer, and maybe you might turn into like the Blue and get evicted from the game, like, it just seems like something that should cross his mind. It shouldn't be such a surprise that, like, that this could happen.
Sari talks to Felicia, and they talk about how Jag has gotten really arrogant lately. The comments he's making, the kinds of things he's saying, even to somebody like Matt, he's like telling Matt to shut up. The way he carries himself, he's like a different person nowadays. And it's like, those two aren't the only ones that have noticed. A bunch of people watching the live feeds have as well.
Yes, and it's just because he's had so much power. Like, it's too much. It's too much power for one person to have in the game. And that's not balanced out by, like, strategy. Because, like, they just basically just meant to be like, you're out of here. And, like, just, like, wave a magic wand and everybody's gone. It's just like a baby with power, just blowing stuff up. He's changed. Mm.
So Felicia tries to talk to Matt about this. Like, hey, have you noticed Jag lately? He's been insulting you. He's been like, so douchey. He's going to take Bowie to the final two, and he's going to get his feelings hurt, because if he's goofy enough to bring her to the final two, they may just let her win.
I mean, I think I might do something spiteful. If I was a jury member in this game, like, I don't know, I might do that. So,
oh, I 1000% would vote Bowie over Jag. Jag was evicted.
Fair, exactly.
Bowie wasn't. Bowie exactly. Hasn't even been put on the block.
That's true. Like, and she's won a couple competitions, and
I don't care about competitions.
No, but like, people do. But yeah, I mean, I could definitely spin it to say that Bowie's the best player of the season and a representative of the season, because that would be hilarious, actually. So yeah, Bowie's winning.
Sari also talks to Jag. She says, I know you're not using the veto, but I hope that, you know, I can still get to the end with you guys. I love you. That's all I want at this point, is to make it to the end with you. I don't even care about winning. And of course, this had worked on Izzy. But 89 days in, after having betrayed him multiple times, not quite going to work on Jag. He talks to Matt afterward about this conversation, about Matt's conversation. Matt tells Jag about all the things that Felicia is saying about him, and that he's saying that Felicia is saying that Jag is closer to Bowie than with him, and they laugh about that because they've been working together since day one, and so on and so forth.
And like, what's interesting is that we were talking the last week about how Jag is not a great liar, but he seems to be able to lie pretty decently to Matt. Because I think that he's going to take out Matt. I think that he is scared of Matt being able to win in the end, even maybe beat him in a competition to get to the make the decision in the final three. Like, I just can see him being like, sorry, Matt, you got to go. Like, I want my best shot at winning here. And that's against Bowie. And so the fact that he's able to just talk to Matt here, and he's like, I think pretty convincing, like, yeah, it's me and you. We've been together since the beginning. Like, I how dare she say that about us? Like, it's decently convincing comparatively to how I've seen him lie before.
Yeah, Matt's going to have to find like a new podcaster that's like anti-bro, now that he's been hurt by a bro so badly. So
I'm sure there are many.
Basically, there's not a lot going on here. But the big headline from yesterday is that they get some alcohol, and then late into the night, they start talking. They're talking about the day and how, you know, Felicia, she's a piece of work. You know, they don't even realize, because one of the things Felicia was saying was that, you know, during the workouts, she felt like the way that Jag and Bowie were, you know, acting was just like kind of mocking Matt. And again, they're just being arrogant. But they're, you know, passing out. They don't even realize that when you work out, you look in the mirror. They wouldn't know because they're not athletes. All right. Says Bowie. I am very annoyed about this. Let's get them to turn on each other this week. You know what we should do? We should get them really stressed before Thursday. Get them not sleeping and really stressed out. Jack says, ooh, I like that. I really like that. Matt ends up leaving the room, so it's just Jag and Bowie, and they start talking about how dumb Suri is for having that conversation with Jag. Says Jag, the way that she has personal conversations and then starts talking about the game, it's just gross. I would never do that, says Jag. The feeds keep cutting away from this conversation. I have no idea why they would cut away from this conversation. It's not like anything bad is happening. As they explain themselves, they're good people and what they're doing is perfectly reasonable. As they explain in this very conversation, Jag, when the feeds come back on, is in the middle of explaining his new plan. Okay, I'm serious about this. I know we joked for a second, but genuinely, I'm serious about this. Don't let anybody online tell you it's a joke, because he's serious about this. We keep Felicia up all night. She'll be too tired to play the HOH. It's probably the most evil thing I've come up with. And Bowie says, yeah, but she deserves it because she's evil as f-. She's way too comfortable and it's disgusting. So we should act like we're keeping Suri, she says. And then Felicia will freak out. And Jag's like, well, no. We need to make it so she never sleeps. We need to make it so stressful for her in this house that she can't sleep at all. And Bowie, you're wrong. If she thinks she's going home, she might make peace with it. We need to f her mind so that she can't sleep at all. Mission, no sleep. Bowie says, in war they do this, right? Well, Big Brother puts pressure on us, so it's the same thing.
Yeah, the pressure cracker is what they wanted to name it, which is like also really ridiculous. Like, how can they said two things in like the same sentence, being like, we're good people, but like, we're also going to torment an older woman so that she doesn't perform well in a mental competition on Thursday. Like, it's just, it's wild to me that they're also, they don't want them to have any alcohol, and how dare they even want to have a sip of the alcohol that they're consuming. And like, I don't know. I just think that they're being so nasty and mean, and then claiming that they're good people. Like, and I don't get how they don't see that they're being complete hypocrites in this situation. Like, I don't know what's going on here, but it was really, really upsetting.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not an expert at war, but I feel like this is against the laws of torturing people to keep them up all night. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know it's a tactic. I don't know if it's one of the banned tactics in torture. But hey, you know, all's fair in love and Big Brother, I guess. Can we end the myth that, like, you know, I don't like what's happening in the season, but at least Jag's a good guy. Like, listen, I'm not saying he's necessarily a bad guy. But I don't think he quite qualifies as, like, he's a good guy here. This is not good guy behavior.
Not at all. And, they have so much power, and they just, they think that planning around power is strategizing, and it's just bizarre that they just are, they're going so far. Like, they really want to torment an older woman in the house.
They don't have enough of an advantage with all of the competitions they've won. They need to so concretely guarantee that Felicia can't win the final four HOH that they want to literally torture her so that she's incapable of mentally being able to win a quiz competition in the event that it is a quiz competition and she's capable of winning it in the first place.
Like bringing out pots and pans.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to jump the gun here. Continue.
What a joke they are, she says. Jag says, oh, even better. Let's just start saying crazy things to them. Like, all right, Felicia, I'll keep you, but only if you do something crazy. Only if you stay up all night. What we care about is that she doesn't get any sleep. At this point, Matt comes back in and they're like, oh, Matt, we just came up with the best thing. Now, again, let's just flashback to a couple days ago when they were talking about how they're the only good people in the house. Everybody else is a bad person. Everybody else is a snake. They're the only good people. Hey, wasn't Riley a good person? I don't know. She left before she could do anything. She left while she was still innocent and pure. So I don't know if she would have been a good person, says Jag. Flash forward to Matt, we just came up with the best idea. Okay, we're calling it the pressure cracker. We need to find a way to make Felicia crack under the pressure. We'll say crazy things to her like, Felicia, we'll only keep you if you do like crazy things. And Matt's like, yeah, like suck my fingers. He's like, yeah, exactly. Okay, so you should tell Felicia that you think it might be like a tie vote or like you're not sure where the votes are falling at this point. But don't tell her why. And then she'll come to us and we'll be like, what do you mean? We're keeping you. And then she'll go back to you and you'll be like, I just don't want it to be a tie vote. And she'll be like, what do you mean? Why wouldn't you keep me? And she's like, I wouldn't want to get blood on my hands. So, and then she'll have to come back to us and then all this stuff. And then and if all else fails, since we are the ones that need sleep before the comp and you don't, since you're not competing, you need to just like stay up with her all night and just talk to her for hours and hours and hours. Just brute force it. And if that doesn't work, just bang pots and pans to keep her up all night. And they're like, yes, this is such a good idea. Oh my God.
This is the strategy that we get from people that have only won competitions. Like, this is what we
this
get
is
from
what Big Brother's come to.
House guests. This is the strategy of evicted house guests that are most likely going to win the game. Actually, maybe not, but you know, it's crazy to me. It's crazy.
Yeah.
How are they congratulating himself on this as a strategy? Like, how is Matt not saying, like, okay, you guys, like, you're gone off the rocker here. Like, this is not a sound plan. Like, do you hear what you're saying? Like, Bowie, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be the adult in this situation, right?
And they're like, oh, we're being nasty. No, we're just being game nasty. Okay. All right.
And yet Suri's like the horrible person in this situation because she like had a conversation and then talked
a heart to heart and then mentioned game. Yeah. Disgusting.
How dare she?
Jag would never do that.
Never.
Yeah. So this was a serious plan. Just we'll make this very clear. This was a very serious game related strategy. This is what Jag does. He comes up with strategies for competitions. This is his latest strategy for this competition. Now, whether or not they actually do this is another question. Sometimes people come up with plans. They don't follow through with them. I should hope not. I should hope that Big Brother production would shut it down, even if they did attempt it. This is where we are.
Do you think they're trying to follow, like Jag's trying to follow suit from Josh with his pots and pans antics, thinking that like that was the catalyst for him to be able to win the game?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm just being as dumb as this plan is.
I like this in the chat. Well, Suri hugged Jag and then gave him the finger behind his back.
She is no angel. That's amazing. I'm happy that she just said.
Wow. Really got her there. Woo, boy. The finger?
Yeah, horrible, horrible person. Even though they're like literally all stabbing her in the back. But like, you know, the fact that she's aware of this and she doesn't want people to think that she's being snowed. She's a terrible person.
All right. Well, listen, this was a bit of a bummer of an update. So I grabbed a clip for us to end this update that I had. I had a little bit of a chuckle today, the other day, whenever this was. And so I want to play this clip for you. I'm not usually a clip guy here on the update, but I felt like we needed something. So just, you know, we're going to open up into the comic room. Suri and Felicia are chatting. Just look at Felicia in the top right of the screen. She's going to be, you know, doing some stuff, making the bed. Here we go.
I done hurt my knee.
Oh, hold on. It's already, this is, here we go.
I just
need to hold on, just play that again for a second here, just. Got that.
We did.
Oh, well, if you want to join us live in LA in Brea, look at this poster, check out robswebsite.com/events, and you can get your tickets. We will be there in just a couple of days, and we can all watch that clip on a loop and laugh together. So make sure you check it out. Of course, I will be back tomorrow morning to update on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. We'll see if there are any more bedfalls. Of course, later tonight, we'll be live with the roundtable, the Stockwatch, where we'll talk through the week. And there's plenty to say about the season and the week here in the roundtable. So make sure you join us there. The Stockwatch survey will be out after this podcast ends. So make sure you fill that out. Give your opinions on the season and the players and the week. And then tomorrow night we'll have another episode. I'll be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episode with all of you. And then we'll have a podcast afterward. Should be fun. Should be a fun podcast. It will be Halloween. So make sure you tune in for that. And then we'll be there, LA, at the Brea Improv Club. That's a weird word to say. Improv Club. It feels like I'm talking in an accent. Like bruv. Hey bruv. Oh. Improv club.
Thanks, bro.
Anyway, Chantel, where can people find you?
On Instagram, I'm at ShanFranFran. On Twitter, at Shan___Fran. And my YouTube channel is Reality Realness with 3 S's. And I will be in Brea. And I'll be in costume. So we'll see everybody soon.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.